T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here is Bob and Blahnox on the Steelers draft. Hello, Bob. Bob and Blahnox, are you there?
Is that me?
Bob, the alliteration trick is there.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, you could have used it.
Your name is not Starkey, though, so I didn't expect that to happen. I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. He couldn't be possibly doing this.
You think Pat Narduzzi could be the Steelers defensive coordinator, Bob?
You dog,
do you think they'll take Dino Tomlin in the 6th round, Bob?
Hi, gentlemen. How are we today?
Bob,
I can tell you're off to a roaring start.
Well, we thought we lost you earlier.
No, it's not that. We got tied up with the Pirates stuff we were doing and the way that game ended. And then running around, this is my fault. I totally forgot because I was doing stuff. So
we get it.
Job over here sometimes creeps up on me.
Bob, am I going to be working with you tonight on the sports call?
Yes.
We're going to do a little draft sports call. All right, I'll ask you then. A lot of the rumors seem to be pointing to a lot of the local guys, Jerry Dulac, others, Mel Kiper, of course, Pumpkin Pie Every Day. They both say Graham Barton at pick 20. If those guys are correct, Bob, what would you make of that pick, Barton at 20?
Well, I think, obviously you need a center. But here's the thing with that. When you draft someone that high as a center, down the road, he's treated as a offensive lineman vis-a-vis tackle, which means money, 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 which you don't mind paying if he's worth it because that's what they need. They need someone who can solidify the middle of that line. But that's what you're dealing with here. So you better make sure he's that kind of guy who, could be worth the value down the road because you're going to pay him like a tackle, which is fine.
Why are you paying him like a tackle? I'm a little bit confused here.
Because the offensive linemen are all treated the same when it comes to this kind of stuff. Down the road, you'll pay him. Offensive linemen are all clumped together. I think I'm right on this. And so when you're talking about whether it's franchise tags or how much money, you're talking about a fifth-year option.
You're going to be paying tackle money. Yep, all right.
My point is, that's fine. They need one. But I was thinking tackle more prominently just because I know how important those positions are. And if you have one, and nobody knows how this is going to work out. We can all speculate on what they need, what they should do. One or two trades it all, makes it all different. But if they had Graham Barton's fine. I wouldn't have a problem with that pick at all. But I do think if it's up to me, if there were a tackle and a center and even a wide receiver available, if he piqued my interest, knowing how this game has evolved and what they're trying to do offensively, I wouldn't be opposed to any of that.
Bob, you watch so much college football. And Lisa doesn't like that on Saturdays because there are things you need to go and do. You got college football. You've got highlights. You've got all the draft prep that you've done leading up to today. Is there a guy in this draft who you think the Steelers could realistically get who is a player you love? Like Papiani would go on the sports call tonight with Malzi at 10:35, and you would say, I'm not just fine with this pick. I really, really like this pick.
My pick was going to be Frazier. The center from West Virginia, only because I felt that he could be attainable later. I still think the second and third rounds here are just as important as the first. I do.
Yes.
Because of the many things they have to. So that was the guy I was kind of hoping for, regardless of where he was drafted. But there are some pretty good wide receivers down the road who make sense,
suppose. But how about with the 20th pick? Is there a guy you love with the 20th pick?
Yeah, like a specific first. Last year I was over the moon about Broderick Jones. You don't have a this year's Broderick Jones for yourself.
You're ambivalent, it sounds like, on this.
No, I thought the same thing last year because I thought Broderick Jones was worth trading up for. They may find themselves in the same exact position. They may find themselves sitting there at 20 thinking, okay, if we get up to 15 or 16 or 17 like last year, we can get someone we didn't expect. when you're down that low, unless you trade up to the top 10, 11, 12, I don't think you're going to get anybody that you're really going to make all that much of a difference. I think it's about needs. You know, if you have needs, you're going to try to satisfy them in this draft, because I don't know how many free agent or trade acquisitions there are. Wide receiver is still a problem. So if I could figure out if there was a wide receiver, and I don't know how many of them would reach
how
low
enough
for them to
trade up. How
about
the kid from LSU that caught 17 Brian touchdown Thomas. Passes last year?
Brian Thomas is a raw – he looks to me like somebody that is raw talent, which I like raw talent, but I don't like raw talent. They're in the market, I think,
for
someone who –
you like a cooked medium well? How do you prefer?
You're a conundrum,
Pittsburgh,
Bob. You
Pittsburgh
like,
rare?
You just said no, you like and don't like the same thing.
Well, here's why. Because a raw talent is good in 3 years. Is he good enough now to step in and play?
I mean, Bob, you're raw. You caught 17 touchdowns. That sounds like well-done talent to me in the SEC,
no,
catching 17
I still
tutties.
Think he's raw. I still think he's raw talent. I think he's a guy who can come in and at the NFL level have some issues at first. So, yeah, if he's there, he's someone worth considering for sure. They do a lot more work on this than I do. I see names. I see what these guys have done. They all look good to me now, but in 2 years, who's going to look the best? I don't know. We're all going to celebrate tonight as if, oh, man, they satisfy their needs. We won't know that for 3 years.
Bob, okay, here's another question. Let's say the following three players are all still on the board at 20. This is highly unlikely, but it's just plausible enough for me that I'm going to ask you. Barton's mm-hmm. there, Amarius Mims is there, and Iowa's Cooper DeJean has fallen, and he is available at 20. Who would you want to see the Steelers pick of those three?
I think DeJean, just because of, again, what I think he can be at the NFL level, although, Mims is a guy who I think you could factor right in too. So I'm looking for guys who can fit right in and play immediately. They have to have that because they're in a position where they've done everything in this offseason to make you think that they're trying to win now, which they are. And their quarterback play and what they've done with it issues that statement. But you better make sure whoever it is can move right in and play. And they can't be, waiting a year to play and not effective enough to play.
Okay, so what is your official prediction, your crystal ball?
I'm going to go Mims. I said that last week, I think, to you guys, but that's who I still think will be there, and that's who I think they will take.
And is there anything you'd like to vent about regarding the Pirates in the game today with us before we let you go?
Yeah, we were over there, and it just bothers me, the offense. I know that the bullpen collapsed today. They had a lead in the eighth inning, and that didn't work, but you look at some of the lack of power numbers, and last night the fact that McCutchen had to pinch hit for Henry Davis, and then Bart hits a home run today for three runs in the first inning, that tells me a lot right now about what their future moves might be, although we've talked about that, and I think we all agree it may end up being that Davis goes to the minors. But they got to get better at all these positions. There's no power in this lineup right now. Sawinski went off the top of the wall, but he needs to do better in those situations. Brian Hayes still has no home runs for Davis, one home run for Tellez. These guys,
Tellez, though, okay? He's hitting under 200. He's playing defense like a little leaguer, but if we boo, that would be a problem, Bob.
Who would come to his aid in the locker room then?
I don't think anybody.
I was distracted. You know why? I'm sorry. I was half listening. I pulled a Starkey because someone just tweeted again the picture of Tunsil from draft night with that bong mask.
I remember the bong.
And he fell down in the draft because of it. He's a very, very good player.
He's made a ton of money.
He's one of the best. He's made a ton of money, and maybe that has something to do with it. Who knows?
All right, Bob, we'll be watching at 10:35 tonight for you and Malzi, okay?
Hey, Chris, we may be right on when the pick is made. We'll have instant analysis.
I would be very pumped. People need to tune into KDK Plus for that.
See you, Bob.
All right, gents, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.